Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
What I'm saying is you have so much talent in Texas, right? So if this guy has two bad weeks, he may not even start on the roster. He should. I think he will. That's why I have him as a top 125 player. That's not nothing. If you have a player that's in your first 10 rounds, that is a very, very valuable player. Your top 150 in a, 15 man, 10 rounds, blah, blah, blah. So that is a very, very valuable player. That's a core player on your team. I think he still is one of those guys. All I'm saying is, he was bad 3 games ago. Now he's amazing in 2 games. So let's wait. Let's get 15 games under his belt before we're pushing him way up. I know drafts are happening. You got to make a decision, right? But I don't know.
Here's
I think it's a little premature to put him in the top 100.
I think you're selling.
He's an awesome player.
I think you're the spring sell and I'm the spring buy, because to buy, you have to be willing to push inside this top, inside the top 75. You have to be willing to push back way above the cost right now. And by you selling is not you being like, I'm an anti-Wyatt Langford person, but the performance has created a new value. And to me has created a stability of like, oh, I feel actually very comfortable that he's on opening day. I'm going to presume the opening day roster. If he's an opening day roster guy, I think he's in it for good average. I think he's going to hit high in the lineup, which he's hit 3 a bunch, and he's a power speed guy. I have to be willing to push. So I think I'm a spring buy and you're a spring sell because you really haven't moved any of those things, but you're not wrong. This is a very short sample size. It's seven. Yeah. It is 17 at bats, but it is attached to this track record of Wyatt Langford not failing. And that is what he has continuously done. He has not failed. He has actually not hit under 300 at, any stop point. Rookie ball.
And by the way, all three of his homers are off of relievers. I don't know. Maybe Brian Shaw. I know. But all three of his bombs have been off relievers, So I'm a little more cautious than the public. That's all.
How about this? Speaking of cautious, Eli De La Cruz. 6 for 16. That is a 375 batting average so far this spring. Homer's speed is there. That's a big calling card. But of his 16 at bats, he's almost struck out half the time. 7 strikeouts in 16 at bats. So he has either gotten a hit or struck out. There's no line outs and ground outs and stuff like that. So what I ask you is, he has been the talk of all of this draft season. Where are you comfortable? NFBC pushes him up. More basic drafts, you usually see him in like the 3rd or 4th round. He has had from a technical standpoint, he's had a good spring. The strikeouts are still very apparent, which is going to show itself in season. Are you buying the good contact rate and the good numbers from spring on Eli De La Cruz, where you're willing to push him up or feel comfortable drafting him at his cost? Or are you selling because of that very worrisome strikeout number that's showing its face again?
If I'm anything, I guess I would be selling. I have him at 30. I don't know if that's above or below ADP, but for me, the first spot I can take Ellie in any draft. It doesn't have to be 30. It could be earlier than that, but it's with Ronald Acuna, right? Like, I have Ronald Acuna at one, even with the knee stuff.
Oh, it's like 25 or 30.
Yeah, 24 or whatever. 30. Yeah, or, you know, 30, whatever, wherever you picked Acuna and your next pick is. If it's a 10-man league, that's 20. That's the first time I can risk taking.
You have to, but do you have to
pair him with Acuna? Yeah,
I think that's really interesting.
Or he's a third-round pick for me. So,
if you had Julio...
He's either second if I'm picking him with Acuna, or he's a third round pick. That's it.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that before. I think that's interesting.
I kind of came up with that, I think, as we were doing, I was doing a mock with you guys. I was saying, I can't remember what show I said that on, but it was, yeah, it was definitely one of those shows. Like, I want the risk of Ellie with a guy like, because Acuna gives you so much over, you can afford to take the risk with him. And it's not really about taking the risk with Ellie. It's about passing up all the talent around him of taking him early. That's the thing that I don't like. It's not that I don't like Ellie. It's that I cannot stomach passing up someone to have, because if this guy fails and I pass up all this other talent that I know is going to be good, even if they struggle, they're going to stay on rosters and be great. Right. So Ellie has too much of a swing for me to do that unless I have Acuna with him or in the third round.
I think I might be selling his spring a little bit because I kind of don't. The strikeouts are the thing. That's what I'm hyper focused on. That's still all the strikeouts.
Ellie is having the exact spring you expect him to have.
Yeah, great that he has. I mean, I don't want to like do too much cherry picking of like, hey, Wyatt Langford 7 for 17, but oh, Ellie 6 for 16. But those strikeouts are the problem. That's what I'm worried about. And he's still like heavily aggressive. I don't know what that's going to look like in season. So I'm kind of selling that a little bit. How about this? The hits leader, at least going into today as we recorded this, Eloy Jimenez hitting 500.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Our boy Vlad put out a tweet. He did not give the right context because maybe he was looking for engagement because he got obliterated in the comments where he was like, no one has more hits in 2024 than Eloy Jimenez. And everybody took that as like, you're saying he's going to lead the league. And he's like,
come on, people.
And he's like, well, no, in spring he has the most hits. But nobody understood the context. But Eloy has been absolutely locked in. I saw him in camp. He doesn't look any different. He still looks like the same Eloy, same guy who should probably DH every single day, the same guy that they'll continue to put out in the outfield.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
And I worry he's the same guy that continuously doesn't play games. But you know what? I keep taking him. I just took him in TGFBI at like 208 or 220 or something like that. Because I do think like when he's out there, he's just going to hit for a bunch of average. And he has the chance to be a 30 home run hitter. Probably not. You can't bank on too much. But all the good if Buxton is gone, I'm kind of comfortable taking Eloy. You got to take one of those guys. You don't have to, but I have been. Are you buying or selling this hot spring for Eloy?
I mean, look, Eloy is, he's like, I don't know. He's so much fun. You know, you see him hit the light tower. You see all this enormous power with Eloy. He's a fun player to have. I have him above consensus. I think I have him at 176. His ADP right now is 187, but
187.
I'm lukewarm on him. Eloy is a guy that if I have like no
wait, where do you have him?
176.
Oh, you got him higher than me. Okay.
So I you know, he's fine, but it depends on he is conditional. I feel like I think a lot of players post 150 are conditional, of course, but I think that, you know, if I don't have a lot of risk and I need some power, I'm taking Eloy. I'll take that upside with all that light tower power that he has. But if I have a little injury risk ahead of time, or I've taken a couple risky players, especially, you know, in the outfield or you know, just bats in general, I think I'm probably not going to invest in him. I think most of the time, ooh, I don't know that I've taken him in any single mock that we've had, even though I'm above ADP on him. He's one of those guys that, like, I've already taken a risk and he stays at the top of my board for two rounds and then somebody takes him. I
feel that's like so funny.
That is what Eloy is to me.
You have him higher than me, but I'm a buy. I'm a buy on, and really to me, it's only about the health. Like, and it's a crutch of mine in fantasy where, like, I don't get too bogged down about a guy that's going to miss some time. It's like, if I think a guy, this is an old Jacob DeGrom thing where I'm right and wrong. If I think a guy is still at the top of his game, regardless of injury proneness, I'm still in. That's why I'm still going to, I mean, Buxton's a different story, but I'm a total absolute Pied Piper. I'm the rat to the Pied Piper of hearing he'll play in the outfield and then he's going to steal 30 bases. And I'm just dancing along. But everybody else, like, I still think his talent's there and he's kind of back showing it healthy again and hitting like crazy.
He's played 120 games twice. Outside of that, obviously 2020, he played most of the season. It was a shortened season, but he played 55 out of 60 games, but he played the same 55 games in 21 and then 84.
Yeah, I know. It's not good. How about this?
Injury problem.
Buy or sell O'Neill Cruz with a 411 foot homer that registered 115 miles per hour today.
Yeah, O'Neill Cruz. He's got that pop. He's got that pop, looking nice and healthy, baby. I like it.
All the teams, I think I've taken him every. I don't know. I think both the industry leagues I have him in. I have him in, I think, two of them. I am very invested in O'Neill Cruz. And I think I want to do like two more March DCs that I'm going to jump into, and I will take more shares and I'll either, you know, burn my money or I'll be counting it at the end. But I'm obviously buying, and that was a nice little confirmation. A couple prospecty-ish ones. Henry Davis has been a monster. Going to qualify at catcher. He is the cheat code of two catcher leagues. He's 6-for-15 with three homers. He has been awesome. Yasmani Grandal is going to be, I think, a primary catcher, but Davis is going to play every single day. Are you buying Henry Davis?
I mean, I have him inside my top 300, if that's what we're calling buying. What is his ADP right now is 277. I have him at 257, so I'd say I'm a buy.
All right. I got him at 219, and I love the cheat code that you get for him playing in the outfield. This is an interesting one. These are the prospecty ones. James Wood, 9-for-19 this spring with three home runs. And Colton Cowser, he's only 4-for-11, but three homers, a stolen base. James Wood, I think Dave Martinez was asked if it was his choice to start the season with James Wood and Dylan Cruz, he would, which is a very nice telling sign. James Wood has been a monster, and Colton Cowser might be a great post-hype sleeper. I am drafting Colton Cowser at the end of drafts right now, especially thinking of the Cedric Mullins stuff, and I would be keeping at least an eye on early waivers or deep leagues. James Wood might be up a lot sooner than we're thinking, especially with Davey Martinez talking about, like, yeah, like, we would love for him to break today, and he's had a really, really good spring. So I guess I'm very Pollyanna about a lot of this outside of Ellie. But those are two I would be paying attention to.
Yeah, I mean, look, Davis is already on the rosters. And so having a good spring is great. Knowing he's going to play every day and qualify catcher seems pretty awesome. Like, we like that. James Wood, like, there's so much opportunity. I would much rather have James Wood than Colton Cowser, just for the simple fact that the Orioles have so many options. We talked about it with Cedric Mullins, right? Like, Cowser has two bad weeks. Now where is he? You know what I mean? So yeah. there's still half of spring training left. So these aren't final spring training numbers. So, like, James Wood, I feel like, has way more of an opportunity to take a job because there's not those guys in front of him.
The only thing that's different is all the Orioles prospects are infielders. Like, I think even Kerstad is going to be more of a, he could play the corner, but he's been more of a first baseman. It's okay.
We have so many hitters in Baltimore. So
no, that's
like, it's yeah. Not like he needs to be in there for the lineup. Like, the Nationals need pop. They need a guy in the lineup. So to have Wood and Cruz up would be beneficial. And that's why Martinez said that, right?
It actually would be
the best players up. So
I think it would be a great play for them to play for extra pick compensation.
Why would Cruz or Wood? I don't understand why they wouldn't do that. That is a smart move.
I think it's teams balancing of like, you know, like extra contractual years versus like getting the pick compensation. I don't know. I think it's also the difference between winners and losers. Like it's simple as that. Like loser teams are like, well, we're going to try to get this extra year. Like if you're a good team, you're buying out the arbitrational years of these.
You may not
anyways.
Be in the window right now, but good Lord. Like also if you're playing those guys and players know that they're more likely to get an opportunity in your organization, they're more likely to sign with your team for free agents and draft picks. So yeah. I don't know. Play your best players.
Yeah, I'm very into Colton Cowser. A couple other performances just to throw out to you. Ketel Marte has been awesome. 9 for 15. He played today, so I don't know what that number was today. I know he was in the lineup. Saw him today. Owen Casey for the Cubs has been phenomenal. There's just not space. He's been 9 for 17. But this team's going to have to figure out what they're going to do with Michael Bush at this point. So look out that. We talked about Blaze Alexander. 8 for 20 with 2 stolen bases so far this spring. He was popping in BP today too. He was doing BP session with Elvis Andrus and forgetting who the other person was. I think it was Gabby Moreno, but he looked like he was getting the ball in the air. Watch out. Like Blaze might be a dude, name aside, and the Monster Machines. Jordan Beck, 8 for 16, David Fletcher, 8 for 16, Elhurus Montero, 7 for 18 with 3 homers.
Nukes.
And what was the news? 116 he hit on March 1st. So it's like Colorado be damned.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. You know, I'm going to throw this out here. Matt Wallner, you put on here, hit a 112 on March 2nd. Matt Wallner has been like the really big popular sleeper for power late. Elhurus Montero, you might want to pay attention to. He is locked in, hitter friendly park, hitting absolute just nuke missiles. This is something to pay attention to.
Real quick, is Montero, does he qualify to anything but util?
I think he...
I'm just going to double check.
He's their third baseman, isn't he? What is the depth chart?
Let's see. They got him at first on Fantasy Pros.
Let's see. And let me look at the depth chart of... Something I haven't done a lot this season, looking at the Rockies depth chart. let's see. They got Montero not starting right now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
First is Bryant. DH is Charlie Blackman.
Black.
Outfield, so last year he played
53 games at first. 12 at third and then 13 at DH.
So. Yeah, and Ryan McMahon is at third. Yeah, see, that's interesting. You could do something along the lines of like Bryant and Blackman.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In this league.
Break it down.
Share that right field. I can't imagine they're going to give the job to Sean Boatchard. You'd be better suited, those two splitting that right field job, and then let Montero cover the DH and first base spot.
Boatchard like finished mixed. Hot, and I think he's doing okay in spring right now too. They like him, the only reason I know that is because I watched the Diamondbacks Rockies game the other day, and it was the Rockies broadcast, and Ryan Spielberg was talking about how much they love Bud Black, loves Boatchard. So I don't know. There's not a ton of opportunity there, but I mean, you want a guy that hits nukes in Colorado? That's what we want, man. Let's get him a spot there somewhere.
I agree. Some pitchers. Let's talk about a few pitching things. Spencer Strider added the curveball. 2 starts. There's no Statcast data to confirm it, but we did see some in like his very first start. Are you buying an added pitch from who is the best? He's a two-start pitcher. Well, I mean, he's the best two-start pitcher in baseball, but like, do you think a curveball is going to be the thing that's going to ramp him to another tier?
I don't think so. I mean, he's already like, I got him at like 10. So it's already a top 10 pick. How's he going to move up? I don't know.
The only thing, the reason it could is like, he hasn't done the Christian Javier where, you know, when you're a two pitch pitcher and one fails, then you're screwed. You have just that other sight. I really think it can. I think he can. I really think it can change.
It can, on the other but end, will it in the first year? And how willing are they to call that pitch? You know what I mean? So I don't know.
On the other end of it, George Kirby, not many people throw more pitches than him, added a knuckle curve. He only threw, I guess, one according to StatCast, or it's
registered. He's only thrown an inning and a third so far in spring.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah. Okay, that's what it is. There was an interesting thing that was out there where Pitching Ninja was interviewing Zach Gallen about Kirby, talking about how he feels that he can actually command a knuckle curve. And that's like the opposite of what a knuckle curve does. But if there's any guy that can do it, it's George Kirby. I think it's going one of two ways this year. George Kirby's tinkering is going to F him up, or it's going to make him one of the best pitchers in baseball. Like, I think there's just, I know he is the pillar of consistency, but like, I do think with him throwing like 9 different pitches and being very obsessive about not walking and obsessive about, I got to be the guy that throws a knuckle curve. Like, I'm understanding more and more, and I've been around him a decent amount, like the eccentricness that's kind of sitting in there. And that's not a bad thing, you know, for a pitcher to be like that. But I think it could get to the point where that can be kind of your demise because your stubbornness, or if he finds the right rhythm, I think it could make him like from pitching, you know, like SP 11 or 10 or 8 or something like that to like SP 2. And that's how I feel about it. And I'm going to keep drafting him, by the way, though.
I mean, look, I do not care about an inning and a third, but he gave up 3 and didn't strike out any. So not good so far. So we'll see.
So are you selling the knuckle curve?
Not selling anything with
is there Kirby. Trouble?
No, I didn't touch Kirby at all in my update. So he's in the exact same spot I had him before.
That's unfortunate. How about Carlos Rodon? Out of the cutter, threw it 5 times. It was hit each time, by the way, that you noted. But there was, I believe, a little velo uptick from last year, but I think not from the years prior. But Rodon is settling himself in. Bubba took him quite high. I've been kind of a Rodon guy throughout all of our mock drafts, but I feel like it's separating. There's the Rodon people and the non-Rodons.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Whatever I choose with Rodon, he's going to do the opposite. If I like him, he's going to get hurt and suck. If I hate him, he's going to be amazing. That has been my luck with Carlos Rodon. So I have him middling. I'm not touching him. So I have no opinion on Rodon. Don't take mine. It's always
all right. These primary starts, these two pitchers. Buy or sell Shoto Imanaga, who had 12 swing and whiffs.
Imanaga or Imanaga?
I have Eno in my head now.
Okay.
Imanaga. I think it's Imanaga now.
Okay.
Nope, now it's gone. It's out. It's all out. You know what? I mean, you got me.
I don't know. I was asking.
Hold on.
I
think it's Imanaga. Is that not what I said? Or did I say something Imanaga. Different?
You said like
Imanaga.
Yeah, WNBC.
Imanaga. Okay. Imanaga, right?
All right. Okay.
Would I just go negative? We just listened to it.
I don't know. All right. It's Shota. His name is Shota. All right. Let's just.
He's really good.
Yeah, him. He is risen.
Yeah, it's messing with me. I heard a broadcast in the middle. We cut to listen to it.
I'm telling you guys, Welsh just put the air brakes on the show. For like 6 minutes.
Well, no, because there's always the person.
I understand. Well, dude, you're trying. You know, it's not like you're saying some insulting name. If you don't know how to pronounce it, you don't know how to pronounce it. It's not that.
No, I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce it correctly. But yeah, Imanaga. That's what I hear on all the.
It's like we got the pronunciation guide for at the NFL Combine, and people are still effing up guys' names left and right.
That's not good. So, do you buy into the big whiffs? He did look good. The big homer. He's looked, but there's a lot of like hype building up to it as well. Are you buying into the like? the impacted performances of what you've seen. That's a lot of whiffs on 3-2. I think it was the number one of that day.
He's looked good so far, so I'm in. Yeah, he will be a target for sure.
Especially I moved him up quite a bit, but it was a while ago. Where do you have him?
I'm at 219.
Ooh.
He's 200 on Fantasy Pros, so maybe I'm not in.
170. I got him at 170 right now.
153 is the high, 360 is the low.
Okay. So yeah, that's a general range. Tariq Skubal. I feel like there was some negativity. We did a pitching guide episode on Fantasy Pros where it seemed like Nick Pollock was throwing some shade. It might have been more directed like in why are we talking about Skubal and not Reagan's type of stuff. But like, I don't think he was in the camp of liking Tariq Skubal for the current value. But Tariq Skubal looked phenomenal, hitting 99, had 14 swing and whiffs on the fourth here, which was yesterday as we record this. Are you still comfortable? There seems to be some dissenting disagreement out there, but the spring starts were great.
I got him in the top 10 starting pitcher, so he's fine by me.
This one, how about Yuri Perez on the second? Hit 99.9 on the fastball. In that game, every pitch from the year prior registered at least a half a mile an hour or higher across the board. And we know, you know, one of the best swing and whiffs per pitch, obviously wasn't like a full qualification, but he's looked good. The fastball looks absolutely phenomenal. Upticks in velos. You don't probably want to read too much into like half a mile per hour into one starter or anything like that. But do you buy the just absolute pumping stuff from Yuri Perez early on?
Yeah, I do. And I felt like I was going to be super high on Yuri Perez. Somebody has him at 21, which is just overall, that's got to be a mistake because the next highest is 57 overall. And that's Blake Meyer at Fantasy Pros. But I have him at 77. You have him at 76. So that's where we stand on Yuri Perez right now. We are firmly in the middle. So I guess we're just fine on Perez. So
I guess we're good. Here's some other pitching changes throughout spring training. You can buy or sell it. Joe Ryan been tinkering with a new sinker, threw it six times, 15% actually, third behind his fastball, his four-seam fastball and splitter. And the splitter was like the new addition last year. You know, we saw some success once Fought, you know, started throwing that sinker just because it was like directionally kind of helping him out a little bit more to that outer point of the plate. So I think it's something to watch. It could positively affect his strikeout numbers, but I'm not sure that like a sinker sinkers aren't a strikeout pitch. And like, as Nick Pollock had described, like splitters are kind of like set up strikeout pitches. So like, we got to still have like the sweeper in there. It'll be just interesting to watch, but he's been tinkering with the new sinker and he might just be throwing it a little bit more right now. Louis Varland went from five pitches in his first spring training start, went two innings, two strikeouts, couple hits, 32 innings to throwing three pitches in the second start, which was four seam cutter slider.
That should say 32 pitches, not innings. I don't know why I put it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 32. I should have known. I should have said it correctly.
That's right, Ron Burgundy. Go F yourself, San Diego. 32 innings.
We'll read what you put there exactly. But I don't think it's anything to care about too much with him because you're going to be working on like focal pitching at this point.
Yeah, like, I thought it was interesting that he went from five to three in the same amount of pitches. And I'll be curious to see in his next start, do they have him just stick to those three pitches and say, these are your good ones. And that's what we're going with this year. Or do they let him mix more? So we'll see.
Hunter Green, we heard about this, working on the curveball and the splitter, threw them both and has ditched the changeup. You know, that was the big thing. It was primary slider to complement the fastball and changeup for strikeout. This is interesting because splitters can work like changeups. Sure. So the splitter is going to probably just be like a little bit maybe more efficient swing type through pitch. But it also might, I wonder if it's going to set up the fastball a little bit more, or if you're going to see even more, you know, slider usage. The curveball is literally going to be a setup pitch. So I'm interested to watch it. I don't think there's been anything effective with it. And a lot of people are staying away from Hunter Green. So take that for what it is. James Paxton turned his cutter into a bullet slider from 2024. One start, only threw 16 pitches, but very effective, 14 or 4 Ks in 2 innings. The pitch mix in general, Dodgers do wonders. I'm kind of a buy on James Paxton for getting 130 innings. You know,
yeah, I mean, yeah, 130 Dodger innings are great. So, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm into those.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Kyle Harrison added a cutter, 2 starts, no StatCast data because Arizona only getting it in Salt River. So stupid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh.
There's a couple of the grapefruits that don't get it either, because I can't remember who it was. It was because I'm like, hey, I'm going to have info on all of these, you know, all of these AL guys are pretty much. And then Tampa Bay just did not have any info. So,
yeah, it's but Arizona's like even worse. But
it is,
4-1/3. He walk issues are there. 6 strikeouts. Low whip, though. That's really good to see. Confidence with Kyle Harrison. Jordan Hicks, teammate, been working on a split change to add as he's going into the rotation. He's been walking a whole bunch. He's getting hit around. He's just got a really big fastball. I'm not optimistic about him. And then Bryce Miller added a splitter to his pitch mix. Only 2 innings, no StatCast data so far with Bryce Miller. But, you know, what was it? Splitter Mafia, as Brian Wu told me. So he wasn't joining it. Bryce Miller was. Let's see if that's any of those guys, just really quickly, and then we're going to talk about the spring training ADP differences and get out of here. Any of those pitch mix changes tickle your fancy the most? Let's not count like Strider and Kirby, but any of these guys, you hear Bryce Miller with the splitter, Kyle Harrison adding a cutter, Hunter Green, who's the, from performance to addition, that gets you to want to buy them?
I'll say that I like, it has nothing to do with the pitches, but I like Kyle Harrison being in that ballpark and, ooh, you know, he's projected to get a full-time role. So I like taking Kyle Harrison late. I think you could say the same thing with James Paxton. Once again, as you said, I'd much rather have James Paxton in a roto league because I just want his innings with the Dodgers. I don't so much want him in a head-to-head because I don't know if he's going to be there at the end. He has extensive injury history. And I'm just really interested to see between Ryan, Varland, Green, Hicks, because he's going into the rotation. He had a terrible start he's been terrible over his first 2 starts. I'm interested to see how those guys end out. Do these things seem like they're working, or is it going to be, we tried it in spring, we got to scrap it because it ain't working. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I will make adjustments on those guys that are also making adjustments depending on how this stuff looks. But so far it looks good for a couple of them. Jordan Hicks, maybe headed back to the bullpen if he doesn't get it straight pretty quick here.
Yeah, I mean, once like Robbie Ray and stuff returns, I think we can say goodbye to him. Kyle Harrison was also my guy. I'll add Bryce Miller. Bryce Miller's also been tinkering with the slider. You know, last year talked about how he did the gyro and the sweeper. He's tinkering more and adding a splitter, and you've got great dudes and Gilbert and Kirby to be working with. I am more optimistic about Bryce Miller and Kyle Harrison of that group that have added stuff. I'm going to keep an eye on Joe Ryan. I'd love to not maybe see that sinker. It'd be interesting to see what happens with that. I'd like the strikeouts to continue to stay the same. Last up here, we talked about things that these guys have added and done in spring. Let's talk about the ADP spring training differences. We're looking at February 1st to the 20th and then February 21st on spring training. How is it affected? We got some names and we'll do it right after this.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. All right, spring training ADP differences. We have five players that are top 100. The consensus here is they had to move by at least five spots in the top 100, up or down. So how has spring training affected you? Here are five players since spring training has started that have moved. Number one, Boggs, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who from February 1st to the 20th, that isn't adding a little bit of camp time in, by the way. He was going 42. This is ADP, right?
Yep. Right. On NFBC.
NFBC ADP. He moved up to 37 in a row, February 21st on. And that kind of coincides right around that start where everyone was like, whoa. That's in the middle of that. That is five spots he has moved up. Are you buying this ADP move up or selling?
I think I kind of buy it because I feel like starters have been more expensive recently. I think we've seen a lot of people do mocks. A lot of people like you and I too have been like, ugh, we waited too long on starters. You're currently doing TGFBI and you feel like you waited too long on starters here. So I think that is maybe a product of the position as a whole moving up, and also a little bit of Yamamoto as well, because they're, you know, like I said, I did five spots in the top 100 and we only have five guys here that moved up or down. So I think a little bit of it is Yamamoto, but a lot of it is the position overall.
I'm a sell. I think I'm a sell on it. Like, I was definitely buying early on. The thing that has kind of stuck with me just a little bit is where can those innings go? You know, and like buying a player inside the top 50, I'm going to talk in one side of my mouth out the other. I feel like I got to try to get 180 innings out of those. And then Tyler Glasnow stares you in the face and then you're like, okay. And then Tariq Skubal, like you look at those guys. But I think those are the question marks. And Yamamoto should be that same consideration. When the league catches up to him, how many innings can you get in a six-man rotation? How many innings will the Dodgers want? A lot of people talking about 160 is kind of that general range. So getting inside the 40s, in the 30s? Nah.
I have him at 43. So. I didn't move him in my most recent update, but I did draft him in mock draft 7.0, because I waited too long on a starter. He's my fourth pick. So I think he was my fourth. He might have been my third pick. But anyway, he was my first starter.
I took him to DC, but yeah. I have him at 49. So I'm a sell on the spring training move. Mike Trout, kind of right at the start of camp, was going 57. He has moved up to 52. Buy or sell the spring training ADP move up?
I'll buy it. I think no news is good news on Trout, right?
I agree.
So I have him at 48, and I didn't touch him. I had him at 48 before. So
I actually have him at 50. So I have him. I'm right in that range. He's now moving closer to where I have him, so I buy. Logan Gilbert, 67, right at the round of camp starting. He has moved down to 72. So we're moving backwards. Funny enough,
and he gave up those homers to Evan Carter today.
I'm not the biggest Logan Gilbert guy. I've actually been slowly moving him down. Part of it, I have him higher than this, by the way, a little bit. But part of this has also kind of been about, like, I just don't draft him. I'm not interested. I don't target him. I'm not sure I want it. Like, I love the work ethic and I think he can eat innings and stuff, but I'm not sure he is. Like, he's not as consistent as George Kirby. I don't think the strikeout upside is quite there. I'm kind of indifferent about him. So I'm actually going to buy him dropping because I think that's making him more palatable.
You want no home Logan Gilbert or no home Blake Snell or Logan Gilbert?
Blake Snell. I'm getting a little bit dicey about that. I will.
I think I want Logan Gilbert.
Yeah, I'll admit I'm getting a little nervous now. A little antsy in my pantsy about Blake Snell not signing. But I kind of think it's going to happen this week. So I think I'll feel better. So I'll feel good about that. Number four in the top 100, David Bednar, 81. Now 88.
That's because he got banged up, the lat thing. Yeah. We're not. Yeah.
We kind of talked about that one. I buy it because I'm not super interested. The most important one, Cole Reagans. He was 98 pre-camp. Now that we saw him throwing, hitting 99 again, he's 90. He's moved up actually the most spots of any of these players. He's moved up from an ADP perspective. Yes, he's going to go in the 70s. I have him in the 70s right now. People have him higher. Do you buy or sell the upward trend of Cole Reagans? Because I buy.
I think he's getting too expensive. I'm going to pass.
Really? So. You're out?
Yeah, I'm a Reagan. I thought I was the Reagans guy. I felt like I talked you into Reagans.
Oh, the 80s. Early Bogman, big Reagan guy.
Look, I felt like I was the Reagans guy going in. I had read all this stuff on him in the offseason about, you know, how he's hitting the triple digits and, he went to work and stuff and he's been great in spring. I feel like the hype is maybe a little bit too much right now. So I don't know. I have him lower than this. I might move him up into the 90s. I'm not putting him in the 70s. I'm not doing it. So let's put him in the 80s where he belongs. All Reagans belong in the 80s.
Reagans in the 90s. And this is the 90s. And all Reagans are in the 80s. So I like it. I got him in the 70s. So we're even back the pot era. All right. 101 to 199. These are the players in this range that have moved. They have to have moved 10 spots or more, starting with one of the hotter names. We didn't actually even talk about him because he looked phenomenal. Chris Sale, 135 pre-camp, which actually is kind of surprising to me, February 1st to 20th. That's actually pretty high. 123. So he's moved a full round from ADP. That doesn't take away him pushing the top 100, which I think he is now. Buy or sell Chris Sale's move upwards?
I think I'm going to buy it, especially with some of the guys around him, you know, like because Sonny Gray is around him and he's kind of questionable now. So I think I buy this one.
So, yeah, I do too. This is back to that like skill set versus the injury type of thing. Sale looks phenomenal as usual. Like it's unfair that the stuff is still there. So I'm comfortable. So I'm moving him up. Wyatt Langford kind of talked about 143. Pre-camp, he's now up to 128. Min is 47. This is not truly representative of where he is going. I would say if you push this to March 1st on, he'd probably be top 100. And you already have kind of sold and I've kind of bought.
Sure.
A big one from last year, in the spring, was Josh Young. I didn't like the early cost of Josh Young. Well, he moved down to 115. Now he's into the 130s because of the injury. Looks like he's ramping closer to being back. But he's a big cost. Do you buy him falling and are you comfortable with that? Or do you think it's stupid?
This is way too reactionary. I feel like I still have him right around the top 100. So guys have injuries. They come into camp with dead arm. They might be overweight, whatever, right? You got a month to get back. I think Young's going to be back for the regular season. I don't see any issues. So I'm rolling with him.
Shane Bieber, 162 pre-camp, velo up. That's one we didn't talk about. The pitching, 149. His velo has been hitting 94. I think it's been sitting. I think it's been sitting 94. Is that sound about right?
And that's early in the process. Right?
I am
guys ramp up. I moved him up. I'm all about Shane Bieber.
I'm all the way back on Shane Bieber. I am putting him on all the teams. Give me all those innings. If he gets traded, dude, velo back up. I'm with it.
What was he averaging last year? Wasn't it like 88?
It was like 90. I think it was like 90, 91.
I think I'm going to look it up here. I think it was closer to like 89 or something. What was his high? Because it was down. I think it was 90 or 90. Won the year before. So let me just see. Move this down. Go to year differences. 89.2 last year after 89.9 in 2022. He has never sat at 94, not in the bigs. 93.1 is his highest fastball velocity.
I don't think he was sitting 94. I think he was hitting 94, and I think he was sitting like 92. Or
whatever. I'll take it. Just more than last year. You know, it just, you can't, junk ballers are relievers. So if he was going to do that, then he was going to start slipping towards the bullpen. This makes him a frontline starter, as he should be. He's a great player.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! 20 minutes on it. It's one of those things where
it'd be the number one hit. People are looking it up.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. Just put like the videos in there. I know, like, everyone who's perfect on here, you sit and you're like, it's this. There's just something when you're podcasting, you're talking, and something gets stuck in your head, and it's like, oh, I've lost it. And that happened. People
go
would do that
to
with
a Cubs game and find him and ask him and just say,
I should text my best friend, Justin Steele.
Do it. Yes.
Have him call. Be like, can you have Shota?
Just have him make a video of a Monica saying his name.
Yeah. And say, I love you, Welsh, at the end.
Yes.
That would be pretty amazing. I don't think just me and Justin are on those terms yet, but I should text.
Well, you know what? Don't ask him to do it for you. Just say, hey. Yeah, a lot of people are asking this question, so maybe
a lot of people are asking. I'll tell you, everyone's asking.
Everybody wants to know greatest name, greatest Japanese pitcher to come over this year.
It's just one of those dumbass things. I had it, and then something got, and it's gone, and it'll be there. So we don't need like tweets about it and blah blah blah. But it'll be fine.
I used to be the name guy, but there's so nobody many likes names. The name guy.
I'm just letting
so
you know.
So many names.
Nobody likes the name guy. Yeah. Like I appreciate actually when people try to go out of their way to be nice about it and like try to be gentle, but a lot of people don't.
The same guy that will correct your English in a tweet, your grammar, your punctuation. Exactly. Like, this is a tweet, dog. You know, give me a break.
We got it. All right. That's it. That's the episode. Fantasy Fest coming up next week on Fantasy Pros. If you guys want to check that out, Bogman will be a part of it. 4 hours. Joe and I go to youtube.com/fantasypros MLB. Subscribe to that. Support me over there. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Go to inthisleague.com if you want to support in the GroupMes, have access to us, all the stuff that we do. God, we would love to have you there doing all that stuff. And like I said, we're going to have the listener leagues. Bogman was literally setting that up before we got on here. And that's where we have so much fun. So come and support us over there. Coming up later in the week, we got a mock draft. I don't know when and where and what, but you're going to find out when you're subscribed to the podcast and it pops up in your feed. So for Bogman, I'm Welsh. We out for now. Thanks, guys. Peace.
See ya.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.